My name is Hiroshi Higashi, and author is Toshihisa Tanaka. We are at Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology, Japan. The title of my presentation is classification by weighting for spatial frequency component of EEG signal during motor imagery. The application of our research is a brain-computer interface. Our research is to extract features associated brain condition from brain signals to exploit VCI. Several features correspond to brain condition, such as SSPP, alpha wave, can be observed by the observation systems, such as EEG and fMRI. BCIs capture such features and assign the device command correspond to each brain condition. In this study, we focus on EEG as measurement method and the feature induced by imaging movement of body. Here we show outline of motor imagery based BCI, we call MMI BCI. When a user imagines the movement of left hand, certain feature can be observed in brain signals, which records the electricity potential, magnetic field, or others. In this example, we use some electrodes. And this system called electroencephalography, EEG. Observed signal transformed to a device command through signal processing steps for future extraction and pattern recognition. So by this system, BCI built interface can control any device, for example, foil chair and mouse cursor on computer display without muscle movement. Here we briefly explain the future, future to be specified in MIBCI. It is known that energy in frequency band called mu rhythm desynchronized by imaging movement. Moreover, the desynchronized location in the brain depends on imagined part. And therefore, if we know a change of the energy in certain frequency band and the special location of its energy change, we can recognize imagined part of the body movement from EEG signals. In MIBCI, the common special pattern CSP method is widely used, especially to grasp problem of MIBCI. And here we show the outline of CSP algorithm. First, EEG signal observed by multi-channel measurement system and signal bandpass filters. In general, the passband of this bandpass filter is set to 7 to 30 Hz because the frequency bands of 7 to 30 Hz contains a frequency band called mu and beta rhythm. Filtered signal are weighted by W. And this is a special weight. And we get a linear combination like this. So in CSP, special weight is decided from special weight W decided from running data by this optimization problem. In this problem, the expectation of the variance of special weighted signal belonging to class C is minimized, where C is an optional class label, and large C a set of data belonging to class C. and E expectation over CD. For classification, we can use variance of the extract signal as feature value. So as we said, CSP needs bandpass filtering as pre-processing. However, the optimal frequency band depends on measurement environment and subject. Therefore, we want the best filter to extract component that mostly contain features related to the motor imaging. Some methods have been proposed to design the filter. First is a very simple method. We search the most classifiable band out of the candidate with running data by cross-validation. And these three methods is found design the optimal filter by extending CSP. However, CSSP cannot provide the complicated frequency selectivity. And CSSP introduces the sparsity of the coefficient of FIR filter. However, in optimization is very complex and time-consuming. And SPEC CSP designs the filter in frequency domain. However, there is no guarantee that the optimization converges. So in this paper, we propose a new simple method to design the spatial frequency filter. As first idea, we add into the cost function of CSP a parameter that wait for frequency component. And we optimize the cost function, the proposed cost function, we adapt alternating optimization for both spatial filter and frequency filter. And then the cost function converges because we use only the single cost. Moreover, the optimization sub-problems in alternating optimization are reduced to generalize the eigenvalue problem. So we will explain our proposed method. For each understanding, we illustrate an element of a signal as a block, like this. The column of X is denotes channel, and row is time. As preliminary processing, we define the spectrum of the windowed signal. First, we define the windowed signal to the X, and to the X is transformed to spectrum to the Y by discrete Fourier transform. Next, we define the new feature value using spectrum. And this figure illustrates how to act W and H. Because the column of Y denotes frequency component, and row of Y is frequency component, W acts special weight, and H acts spectral weight. That is, H is a frequency field. In next slide, we will show how to find W and H. We design this optimization problem for both weight vector by extending CSP cost. In this optimization program, WC and HC are decided such that the expectation of future value Z belong to class C is minimized in learning data under the normalization of all samples, where C is optional class level. So we solved the problem. However, it is difficult to simulate NF3 optimize both W and H. So we divide the problem into two sub-problems. The problem to optimize W while fixing H, and to optimize H while fixing W. Noting that can be transformed to the these forms, we can define two sub-problems, where R is a covariance matrix along to channel components, and Q is also covariance matrix along to frequency component. It is well known that these sub-problems can be reduced to generalize the eigenvalue problem. And this is summary of the optimization procedure. Step one, initialize this H, and step two, optimize this W by solving subproblem one, and step three, optimize this H by solving subproblem two. So we repeat step two and step three until cost function is converted. We also propose the classification rule to classify unlabeled data X. Method one uses different filter H between classes. We use W1 and W2 and H1, H2 in this rule. And method two uses common filter H in all classes. First, we find WG and HG in class D, where G is an optional class label. After that, we solve subproblem one with HG in other class G bar, and we get WG bar. So in this method, we use W1 and W2 and HG. So we experiment to confirm the proposed method with this data set, named data set 4A from BCI Competition 3. This data set contains two class G signals. The classes are right hand and right foot motor imagery class, and five subjects participated. The AG signal are recorded with 108 electrodes, and sampling frequency is 100 Hz. The subject performed the task 280 times. So the number of trials in each class is 140. And the duration of each trial, 3.5 seconds. Signal length is 350 samples. We compare the proposed method with this future extraction method. CSP1 uses a bandpass filter with a passband of 70 to 30 Hz. And the CSP2 uses a bandpass filter manually optimized by CV. And we also use the filter designed by CSSP and SpecCSP. In this method, we adopt a simple classification rule, which is to compare the future value corresponding to each class. For example, in CSP, we use this classification rule. This is the classification result. This table shows classification accuracy given by 5 by 5 cross-validation for each subject and each method. In average, the proposed method outperforms other methods. And next, we show the filter given by each method. In this case, W1 and each filter is same between method 1 and method 2 because in method 2 we set G as 1 class 1 and we show W1 and H1 since this slide. This figure shows a filter given by this method. Average characteristic of the filter given by this method. The proposed method gave the same passband as manually optimized in subject AL. And in this, in subject AL, the proposed method also have large weight in band higher than manually optimized passband. this higher band looks the harmonics of this band. This is we show spectral topography show of special weight. In subject A, all methods gave almost same special weight. However, in subject AY, we observed different special pattern. So different frequency component gave different special pattern. Conclusion. We propose a method to design the weight for channel and frequency component using learning data. The solution of the weight optimization can be obtained alternating solving sub-problems. And generalized eigenvalue problem can be adapted. Then the cost function is not increasing in each iteration. The proposed method achieves higher classification accuracy in motor imagery based PCI in our experiment. So for present works, we already developed a temporal filter design method and a bank of special temporal filter design method. The works are to be presented. Thank you.
Thank you very much.